Hi FM, 101.9 megahertz of life.
We were talking a little bit earlier and we wanted to have this conversation around South Africa's military power. Yeah, and you're a little skeptical, but if you actually look at some of the reports, we have gone up to position number 26 in the world. Have these people ever been to South Africa? Well, let's try and find out what this really means. Dr. Jackie Siliers, Africa analyst and founder of the Institute for Security Studies, the ISS. Good morning. How are you?
Good morning, Howard. I am very well. How are you?
I am well, thank you. I'm actually quite surprised when I found out that, in fact, we were in position number 32. We've come up to 26 in the world military-wise. Really? South Africa?
Well, I think it's more because of a decline of others than it is really of any improvement on South Africa's side.
Right.
I mean, our military has been in ongoing decline for more than probably almost two decades. It reflects shifts. One shouldn't say that we have greater military capacity. We have significantly less, but other countries have done worse.
Okay, that's one way. One way of looking at it is, that other countries are worse than we are. But what does that really mean?
It doesn't really mean that much. You know, it's a paper exercise where you measure the capabilities of countries through using various factors. But the reality is that armed forces in a country should be orientated towards the tasks at hand. Mm-hmm. And South Africa does not face any conventional military threat. It faces threats of of peacekeeping, organized crime, internal unrest, poor borders, these kind of things. And that's actually what we should be preparing our military for instead of trying to pretend that we are somehow under some type of conventional defensive attack by some neighbor. So I think, in my view, our military is completely orientated towards the wrong roles and tasks. And I think we don't have a large defense budget, but we could be getting more safety and security from our defense budget if, in actual fact, we focused on the real missions like support to our neighbors in peacekeeping, border security, internal stability, and these kind of things.
What are our biggest threats in South Africa, military?
Our biggest, apart from the ANC, in actual fact, at the moment, factionalism within the ruling party is probably South Africa's largest challenge, because it's spilling over into the rest of the country and it creates a security challenge. So this year, in the run-up to the December 2022 ANC's elective conference, we will see significant instability in South Africa, although I don't think at the same level that we saw in 2017 when Ramaphosa was elected. But that instability is a challenge. But when it comes to, because it leads to the kind of situation that we saw in July of last year. And the police can help, but they're not trained or equipped. So they stand by and look as people loot, instead of being able to have the equipment and the training to help, because they have the legal mandate, but we just are not optimizing. But okay, so internal unrest, that's clearly an issue. Regional instability, what's happening in northern Mozambique is a good example. Eswatini, the unrest and the instability there. And then just organized crime, instability, border security, these are our main challenges that we should, in actual fact, be preparing our military for.
Yeah, just going back to the internal issues, what is your thoughts, and it's completely off topic, well, I guess it isn't, but it is and it isn't. What is your thoughts about the Waterkloof Air Base fire?
I think it's, I don't think there's any sabotage or anything. I think it's just a normal lack of maintenance, which is prevalent across South Africa. I mean, many times when we see a fire in Parliament, attack on the Constitutional Court, because of the way in which our intelligence system has been corrupted and has been and become part of factional battles within the ANC, we immediately think that there is a conspiracy behind this. And 99% of the time, it's incompetence, lack of maintenance, and these kind of issues, which really are the challenges that we face. We only have to drive, I'm in Gauteng. If you drive our roads and you see the absolute lack of maintenance across every facet of South Africa, that is also even more prevalent within the military, which has seen a significant budget cut over the last, as I said, two decades. and we cannot maintain our basic equipment, our infrastructure. So I don't think there's anything untoward. Maybe there was somebody was asleep, like what happened with the police with Parliament. But I don't think there's any kind of a big conspiracy that is taking South Africa down. We, through incompetence, neglect, poor governance, we're doing a very good job ourselves.
Yeah, that is interesting, because then obviously that was the lack of care and maintenance is having an impact. What kind of impact does that have on a military? If, God forbid, you need to mobilize people and you need your equipment working and it hasn't been maintained, that must be a massive threat to military.
Yes, it is. It is, and this is it cuts across many government departments, but it's particularly severe in the military. The previous Minister of Defence, now the Speaker, has repeatedly made this point that we are getting to a point of no return in the military. That, in actual fact, it's becoming unfit for purpose, and that is because successive governments, annual, the budget's been cut annually. And what is really frustrating is that instead of fixing the military and giving it, for example, a role in assuming border security, which it has played historically, we're going to take a lot of money and establish a border management agency, an entirely new security agency to look after border security, border management in South Africa. It's, in my view, a complete waste of money. And so the lack of coordination of who's got to do what in South Africa on security, it's been exposed a number of times, and we've seen the extent to which the security agencies have become politicized and poorly managed. But at the same time, having made all these negative points, it's important to recognize that this can be turned around. If we look at, for example, what happened with SARS after Jacob Zuma and state capture, new management restored SARS to its former glory, and that can also happen with regard to our security agencies. The police, the military, these institutions are not beyond repair. They need good managers, and they need permanent people that are employed because of competence, not because of they belong to a particular faction within the ANC. And there are many of them. And then we can improve safety and security in South Africa significantly. It just takes some leadership and good management. It's not rocket science.
Leadership and good management. You make it sound like it's the simplest thing in the world. Well, it really actually is, in terms of, first of all, you've got to have the best of intentions, but it is fascinating to see, and it is still fascinating to see that we are still recognized as a country with a reasonable military presence. I think that is something. 195 combat tanks, we have 3 submarines, 31 patrol boats, 2 mine warfare vessels, 6 unspecified vessels. I don't even know what those are. But it is fascinating to see that we do still have, on paper at least, a lot of hardware, so to speak.
No, we have. The question is, is that equipment being maintained and is it fit for purpose?
Yeah.
Is it the right equipment for the challenges that we've spoken about that confront South Africa? You know, I think border security and support to the police and peacekeeping are much, much more important. And these require different type of capabilities. But on the other hand, we have significant assets. We have to maintain them. And at the moment, that maintenance, I think, is facing some challenges.
Right, very, very politely and sensitively put. It's facing some challenges. Dr. Jackie Cilliers, thank you as always, Africa analyst and a founder of the Institute for Security Studies, talking about South Africa's military power strength.